Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
That's right. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings. It is a thirsty Thursday. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings. We got some folks in the house already. Now this spot's gonna be live. We're at 99 and 59. If you can't find this Buffalo Wild Wings, yeah, it's got problems. All right, come on out and hang out with us. It's a great spot. They got us set up like we're on stage over here, man. The setup is right. Big shout out to our promo squad and everybody that's, and my man Matt engineering this thing for setting us up. Bud Light. Bud Light is obviously the company, the brand that makes this happen. And let me tell you what, man, they do it right. We got two pairs, not one. We got two pairs of tickets for Sunday's game, Texans-Bills. I'll argue this is the biggest game in the D'Amico Ryans era Texans. I know it's been a short year and a couple of games, but I think this is a big one here, folks. Two pairs of tickets and two sets of wristbands for the Bud Light tailgate. Again, I've not been to the Bud Light tailgate, but I would imagine that Bud Light...
Oh, I've been there.
I would imagine the tailgate is off the charts.
It's a good time. You do not want to miss out on an opportunity for... And again, free. I mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about giveaways. The key word, the key phrase is give away. We are giving away not just items and things, but experiences around here. So come out, let us.
Come hang out. We also have we're giving away two $25 Visa gift cards that you can do whatever the hell you want to with that. The raffle box is right up here to my left, your right, as you see our setup here. Put your name in that box, and we'll draw randomly throughout the show. We'll let you know what we're pulling for, and then and we'll go from there. Also, we have Texans defensive lineman Foley Fatakasi is joining us at 2:30. A little bit of adjustment. He said he's got to get in the weight room, get his lift in.
What?
So yeah, he said he's got to get in that weight room.
Hey, have y'all seen Foley Fatakasi?
Hey, that interior defensive line. I need him to live in the weight room. All right, get that extra weight room. Get that extra weight work in.
He is every bit of 350 pounds.
Yeah, he's a good sized fella. But he'll be joining us at 2:30 ish. Right. So in our Tyler, is that our second segment? Middle of our second segment. So. Stay plugged in there. College football analyst Danny Cannell, one of my favorite. I think he is a phenomenal college football analyst. He'll join us at 3 to break down this slate of college football games and really talk what's going on here in our great state of Texas. And then we'll be hitting this all day today. This Reppin' H-Town game. This is a Reppin' H-Town game. We saw the field yesterday, y'all. If you're a Texans fan, one thing is you ought to be absolutely stoked about what your organization has done with this, call it a rebrand if you want to. I think that's kind of the, I think that's a terminology.
That's what it is.
But what they've done is a lot of professional sports organizations try it and they miss. My university at Arkansas, where I went to school, they've tried it a couple of times and swung and missed. We had anthracite uniforms one time. They were terrible, right? The Texans have absolutely hit a grand slam with this rebrand, and the field Sunday will be you'll be impressed.
I see some of it right here. Right out here in New Caney.
Absolutely.
Right here at the Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney, man. So you already feel the energy.
Yeah, man. The new logo, the new color scheme. And they did it well. So all that's going on. And by the way, the Reppin' H-Town game is presented also by Bud Light. So big shout out to Bud Light for everything that they're doing. Ron Ugly's out today, y'all. Ron's out today.
One way or another.
Can't say Tom Ball. I've already been reminded that Ron can't say Tom Ball. This is B. Scott. B. Scott can damn sure say Tom Ball.
I can say Tom Ball. Ron can't say Pearland either. He can't say Tom Ball. Pearland, really a lot of our local terms he struggles with, but I can definitely say Tom Ball for sure. I can say New Caney too.
Brandon Scott is in the building for Ron. Tyler's on the ones and twos back at the studio. So come through, hang out with us again. 59 and 99, New Caney, Buffalo Wild Wings location. But look, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. We're at a spot with our Astros, man, where it's like we hadn't been here in 8 years. This is the eighth year, right? We hadn't been there in a sense of the Astros going home early.
It's a weird spot, Clint.
I mean, early in general, forget about the fact that it was in the wild card round to the Detroit Tigers and A.J. Hinch, but just in general, we haven't been here. So it's unfamiliar ground for us, but we find ourselves here. And the immediate thoughts as Astros postseason turns to Astros offseason, I've got several that I want to hit today,
yeah,
and we're going to hit them throughout the show. But I think the biggest one we talked about in the crosstalk, what do the Astros do with Alex Bregman? And just to catch you up, I mean, obviously he's a free agent. The Astros have 8 free agents. Some, I don't think anybody in the room is going to have a problem with watching them walk out the door. But there's a couple that are guys that, I mean, I would think the Astros fans would love to see in an Astros uniform longer, if not in their career here, and the headliner of that list is Alex Bregman, right? Following the game yesterday, pretty quickly after the game, Alex Bregman tweeted, "Thank you, Houston," which, if you had plans of coming back or you felt good about coming back, I don't know that you grab your phone and boom, you shoot that tweet out. Now, there's a business side of that as well, that it could be negotiating through the media. This time it's social media. I understand that aspect as well. So is Bregman gone?
I think so, Clint. I would be shocked. The fact that they haven't gotten a deal done, and let's just think about Astros' tendencies and how their signings work. Like, they normally, when they're going to bring a guy back, they normally agree to a deal well ahead of the time when a guy becomes a free agent. It's almost like you can book it. When a guy becomes a free agent that's one of these sort of Astros institutional guys, you can write them off. See George Springer, see Carlos Correa. You could even go before that and look at some of the pitchers that they lost. So, obviously, it's not for sure, but would it shock me, would it surprise me if they were able to strike a deal with Alex Bregman, given the fact that they haven't been able to do so already? Yeah, that would surprise me. Now, having said all of that, if you're just asking me what I want or what I think they should do, I absolutely think they should be in the business of bringing back Alex Bregman for some of the reasons that I mentioned in the crosstalk. The contingency plan, the replacement for Alex Bregman, you got to think about two things. Are you either upgrading from Alex Bregman, or can you live with downgrading from Alex Bregman? And I think the answer to either is no, right? Like, I don't know if they're getting a better third baseman than Alex Bregman, and I damn sure don't think that they got somebody that's ready to step up and fill that void. And you're talking about the Astros and where they are right now in terms of their window. They're at a spot where they need to be getting better, right? Like, they had a point where they could afford attrition, where they could afford to lose talent because they had so much other talent around them. But that time is no longer. I don't feel like you can afford to be losing guys as good as Alex Bregman the way you could, say, in 2020 when you lost somebody as good as George Springer. It's not the same Astros anymore. So I think there's a different level of urgency and desperation to keep a guy like that. So I would say if it was me, I'd be doing everything I can to keep Alex Bregman. But the fact that they haven't been able to do it yet doesn't make me feel good about it, Clint.
Yeah, look, I don't I don't know enough or really care to get into, like, how much money he's going to make or not make. That's for them to decide. And at the end of the day, that market is I would think, pretty steady for teams around the league.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not an Astro problem, right? I mean, what Bregman's going to make is going to be a problem for three or four teams. Somebody's going to be willing to pay it.
Yeah, the Astros wouldn't pay any more or less than the next team would end up paying for Alex Bregman.
And if you look at these guys like Yordan Alvarez, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, B-Scott, I know you follow the contract side of things a little closer than I do, but Yordan Alvarez was a team-friendly deal.
Yeah.
Right, you could,
like, 6 years, 120 something.
Altuve is a team friendly deal.
Yeah, even Bregman's deal that's expiring now was a team friendly deal.
Right, and you look at Justin Verlander was a big deal, but hell, the Mets picked up most of that deal this time. I'm talking about this time. The Mets picked up a huge chunk of what the money that he made.
Team friendly to the Astros, not so much to
Correct.
The Mets.
So I mean, again, at some point in time, you know, Jim Crane's got to be willing to stick his neck out with a player. I understand the fear of boys a little bit older, and it's going to be 6, 7, 8 years, and it's going to – I get all that. But at some point in time – and I think this is your point as well, is the well is going to dry up.
That's exactly it.
In the system, right? And they've done a great job of this year plugging in pitchers that you know, were difference makers down the stretch. I'm just concerned that – at some point, that well's going to run dry, and you've let some serious leaders walk out the door along with some really talented guys. Here's Joe Espada post-game talking about the possibility of Bregman, whether he's done as an Astro or not.
Start with a person. You know, he's an incredible human being. I have gotten to know him very well, obviously, the last couple of years. But, you know, what he brings every single day, man, is a coach's dream, right? He's one of the toughest guys I've ever been around. This guy's, you know, the definition of a baseball player is Alex Bregman. He loves the game of baseball. He loves the community. He loves people. He's not afraid of, you know, sharing his experiences. You know, he cares about everyone. So he's been, you know, he's an incredible baseball player. And I hope I get an opportunity to continue to manage him here in Houston.
You know, I can only speak of, like, my journey in pro sports.
Yep.
I told you this the other day, like, I feel like the one thing that I did in pro sports that a lot of guys didn't do was I was a part of several teams. You know, Kurt Warner talks about being a journeyman quarterback. Well, let me tell you about going to Europe twice in arena football 2 years, three different NFL teams. Let me tell you about being a journeyman, right? Is you just don't come across many guys like that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of really talented dudes, but how many? I mean, I can count on one hand how many guys that a manager or a head coach would go to the podium and say what Joe Espada just said about Bregman. In my entire career, I can say I count on one hand how many guys that a manager would feel confident and comfortable in essentially putting his name and his career and everything on that particular player over a 10-12 year career of bouncing around all over America playing ball. Like, it's super rare, and it's just risky when you let that guy walk.
Yeah, so Lance McCullers, back when Lance McCullers was still healthy and playing baseball, he used to say, hey, you know, starting pitchers don't grow on trees, and I am a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. That was like his rebuttal to people that thought he needed to go to the bullpen. He's like, no, I'm a legitimate starting pitcher in Major League Baseball, and they don't grow on trees. Well, above average third baseman in Major League Baseball also don't grow on trees, and that's what Alex Bregman is. If you make the decision to move on from him, you damn sure better have a hell of a backup contingency plan of how you're going to replace him. Because I can understand making the business decision, but you better have a plan behind it. Because, again, Clint, the Astros are in a space, and what did they learn from this series? The big lesson learned from this series is that, hey, whatever Astros arrogance we have as fans, as people that have consumed this game forever long, like, that well is going to run dry, and now the Astros are in a spot where they need to fill holes, not be creating them, right? Not be creating holes. You need to be filling holes. You need to be figuring out what you're going to do at first base.
Yeah.
Figuring out
yeah.
what you're going to do in center field long term. Figuring out what your starting rotation is going to look like with Yusei Kikuchi's rental expiring contract leaving.
Who's that?
That's Yusei Kikuchi, okay. I say.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do indeed. Like you've got all of these things going on. Don't create problems where they need not exist. And to me, not signing Alex Bregman, given the state of where you are right now as a franchise, to me, not signing Alex Bregman is creating a problem that should not exist.
Yeah, look, I agree. Look, Altuve is a guy that is – I heard the In the Loop guys talking about it earlier. There's like five or six different cuts of Altuve letting the front office know how important Alex Bregman is. Two things I know is Altuve likes Kikuchi, and well, I think
and who doesn't?
I think Altuve likes Bregman as well. Here's Altuve on Alex Bregman.
I don't want to get to the idea of thinking about last game with Breggy. Like I said 2 weeks ago, I'm pretty confident that he's going to be our third baseman next year. We have to. He's You know, we're not going to be the same organization without him. So, in my mind, there's not a chance that this is the last game.
Yeah. Look, and I know Altuve's not the kind of guy that even and this is going to come across wrong because I'm not saying he's not capable of doing it, but I don't think Altuve's the kind of guy that's going to craft his statements to manipulate the front office one way or another about his partner. You know what I mean? Like, he is literally speaking from cuff. He's speaking from his heart. And I think it's genuine, sincere thoughts and feelings about the guy. Again, when your teammates feel that way about you, whoo, that's a tough one to let walk, man.
Let me give you one key stat, one baseball nerd number before we go to break. Alex Bregman, among Major League Baseball third basemen, okay, tied for third most valuable Major League third baseman in baseball this year, okay? So that to me speaks for itself. Forget politicking from Jose Altuve, not to say that it doesn't matter. But get out your feelings for a second, whether you feel a way about how he starts seasons or feel a way about how the Astros ended this season, not really competing much against the Tigers in this series. Alex Bregman is tied for third most valuable. This is according to Fangraphs, wins above replacement. Third most valuable third baseman in all of Major League Baseball. Do you want that or do you not?
I want it. I'm in. I'm a fan. I'm in. I want it. I want him to keep this thing together and keep us rolling. Get that checkbook out, Mr. Crane. Make it happen, baby. All right, we're up at Buffalo Wild Wings, New Caney, 59-99. That voice you heard right there is Brandon Scott. I'm Clint Sterner. He's in for Ron Ugly. We are The Drive. Again, come through. Hang out with us. Big shout-out to Bud Light for making it happen. Buffalo Wild Wings for having us. We've got raffle items, including tickets to the Texans game, including wristbands to the Bud Light tailgate that we're raffling off here. We've got $25 Visa gift cards that you can spend wherever the hell you want. And guess what? Coming up next, we got Texans defensive lineman who apparently is in the gym right now getting a little workout in, which I love hearing that. He's not just breaking bread in the locker room. He's in there getting that work in and trying to keep that strength up during the season. Texans D-line Foley Fatakasi is joining us next segment, 2:30-ish. So stay plugged in right here on Sports Radio 610.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's next. Ron Ugly is out. B. Scott is in. You with me? B. Oh, Scott yeah. is in, and we are up like the big voice guy just said, baby. 99 and 59 up in New Caney at Buffalo Wild Wings, Bud Light, giving away all kind of stuff up here. I probably ought to need to get a schedule to start giving something away. We got so many items, we probably ought to start giving it away pretty quick.
And
Ron usually makes everybody wait till the 5 o'clock hour. I think I'm going to be a little more generous.
I was going to say, and that thing is filling up, too.
Okay.
We got people. So I know sometimes y'all got to, like, haggle with folks to get free stuff.
Yeah.
Not here in New Caney, baby.
No.
As soon as you said it, folks got up and got to action. So we're going to have to do something.
That's
man.
Right. The two pairs of tickets and tailgate wristbands. That's two pairs of tickets. So we're going to give two different pairs of tickets away that include tailgate wristbands, two $25 Visa gift cards. I'll probably hit them $25 Visa gift cards here pretty quick, at least one of them. And we'll get those out the door and try to keep everybody happy as we're rocking and rolling. But come through. It's a great place, great location. I've always been a big fan of not always, because this hadn't always been the case, but since they kind of rebranded, remodeled all their places, Buffalo Wild Wings, the low-lit lounge is my get-down.
Okay.
It always has been. Like, I've always, even at a younger age, I was more of the lounge vibe where we can just go kind of kick it instead of the glow sticks and all of the raving and stuff. Like, I don't need all that. I like the lounge. So this new Buffalo Wild Wings vibe is right down my alley.
Oh, Scott. Yeah. I mean, I'm right there with you, man. It, like, when I become of age, I'm out there in Huntsville at Sam Houston State. And as opposed to going to places like Shenanigans and places like that, which I did go to, I was more of a Stardust guy, where it was more of the lights down, you're at the bar, and you're kind of chilling, man. So that's me. That's me. That's what this part of Buffalo Wild Wings reminds me of.
I haven't been to Stardust, but I feel like it's a place I need to. I probably need to stumble off into.
Stardust?
Sometime. Or out of, maybe. Not into.
No.
I'd prefer to stumble out, not in.
Stardust, I don't even know if they still call it that, but Stardust and Jolly Fox would have been right up your alley, my friend.
I've been in Jolly Fox.
That would have been right up your alley, my friend.
When I was with the Cowboys, we came through one time. I had a buddy that was going to Sam, and I, one of my offensive line buddies came with me, and I just remember being in the Jolly Fox, and I was comfortable.
Hey.
I was right in my environment because, I mean, it was great. We're playing with the Cowboys, and we're at a college bar. This is absolutely beautiful. My buddy, I mean, he had a damn crick in his neck because his head was damn near hitting the roof.
Yeah,
the roof
was it so is kind of tight in there. But some good times, man. Some really, really good
times.
Yeah,
we spent some time there. Texas defensive lineman Foley Fatakasi is joining us any minute. Supposed to be 2:30-ish. He's in the gym, so we'll get him fresh out of the weight room. B. Scott, while we're waiting on Foley, I said this earlier, and maybe it's just obvious, but because of the reaction, I didn't get much of a reaction from you. But This is the biggest game that D'Amico Ryans is coaching.
So when you said it, I tried to think hard about it because obviously we've had playoff. You're talking about regular season.
Well, I mean.
Because, think about it, Clint. We had the end of the season last year against Indianapolis. So that's the biggest regular season game. And then obviously the playoff games are bigger. So it's the biggest game of the year. I'll even say
the play. I mean, look, last year we're house money, man. Nobody expected the Texans to. And now that you've arrived, you won 10 games in the second round of the playoffs. Okay. Now everybody, not just us in Houston, everybody that talks football, that covers the NFL, is talking about the Texans. Hell, Brady still, after the Texans have played sloppy football for a month, Tom Brady still has him in his top five, not in the AFC, but in the entire NFL.
But so you're factoring expectation into this. Okay,
yeah.
That's fair then.
Like this is,
the expectations have never been what it is right now.
If you don't play well Sunday, nationally and locally, definitely locally, because we've been covering it with the day. I mean, covering every single play. But nationally, the narrative is going to change. Now, what does that mean in terms of being a Super Bowl contender? I don't know. But nationally, like, it's going to be a hard time putting you in a top five in the NFL, the top three or four in the
AFC
conference.
I get it. You know what though? That's really though the Texans' fault. I feel like, because think about it, you lose to Buffalo. I don't know if there's any shame in that in a vacuum, but the fact that the Texans have not played an A game yet, leading up to this point, I think the context of that adds to it, makes the urgency even more. Like, hey, we've been waiting for 4 weeks for them to play a complete game, a really A game.
Yeah.
And even though they're 3-1, they have yet to do that. So if they go out there and lay an egg against a real contender, that's not going
to
make you feel good.
Yeah, let me be clear. Like, I don't think they need to win. I mean, I'd like to see them win, and I think it would go a long way, but – like, I've said this before, and a lot of people turn their nose up at it, but when you're talking about the top teams in the AFC or the top teams in the NFC, man, if we just get a great football game, I mean, if they play 10 times, it's split right down the middle, 5 each way. I mean, that's when you get to AFC championship and you get to Super Bowl, that's really how this thing unfolds. If your roster's good enough, you got the talent to do that, your coaching is good enough, and your quarterback is good enough.
Yes.
And you're one of those top three teams, man. Let's go watch some football and let's have a good time.
Yeah.
If the Bills kick a field goal at the end of the game to win it because they got the ball last and they put together a little 40-yard drive and their kicker kicks a 52-yarder to win it, I mean, yeah, did I want to win? Hell yeah, I wanted to win. But I'm not gonna beat up D'Amico about not playing well and not winning that football game. Go to battle with this schedule this year. And go and compete your ass off and be in this thing in the fourth quarter with a chance to win it every single week. And we've got us one of the top teams in the AFC.
I'd even go a step further. Nobody's going to complain about a win, especially one against Buffalo. So if they win this game, we're going to be happy about it. But they've won games this year where we've come away from it and said, man, like, for example, I know the Bears are not the Bills. But after that Bears game, I can remember being in the locker room, and the feeling was not of one like they just won the game. It was like, man, a lot of meat left on the bone. Yeah. And you think about it, the Texans, of all of the teams that would be in the playoffs right now, the Texans 3-1, obviously second in the conference right now, the only team with a negative point differential, which is just to say a lot of meat left on the bone for what the Texans are doing right now. They could be a lot better.
Yeah, they could be a lot
it
better.
Should be.
And it needs to happen this week. You got a lot of folks, again, locally and nationally, because you're 3-1 right now after a month, and you are in year two of C.J. Stroud, year two of D'Amico Ryans. You get a little bit of a pass with that ass whooping you took from Minnesota now.
Yeah.
Minnesota's proven to be better than we all thought they were, and so you're getting – this is one of those teams that everybody's been ranking you ahead of, or at least right next to, for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, the rubber meets the road this Sunday, yeah, man.
How about another way of putting it? 3-1 – but have yet to beat what you feel like is a really – like the only good football team that they played, they got drove.
Yeah.
Against Minnesota. Yeah. Like, so they have yet to beat and credit to them for winning the three games that they did. You can only play the teams that are on your schedule. But as these teams come up, they have yet to beat a good one. This is the second good one that they're going to face. You like for it to at least see them play well, whether they win the game or lose the game. At least put out a better brand of football.
Yeah, it's the biggest game. D'Amico's, back to the original question, it's the biggest.
I don't have a problem with that.
It's the biggest game. Last year was house money. Indianapolis is a division opponent that we're going to play every year. And let's be honest, it was a backup quarterback, and it just wasn't one of those, like, yeah, it got us to the playoffs, and in year one, that's a big unexpected achievement for the team.
Yeah.
But hey, I don't know where you sit with the Texans, but I'm the babying and the rebuilding and the giving the benefit of the doubt because they're young and all, I'm through with all that.
Well, they have yet to play a Chiefs, Bills, or even Ravens team with this set of expectations. Right? They played against the Ravens last year twice, but not with this set of expectations. Haven't seen the Chiefs yet, they will later. Haven't seen the Ravens yet, they will later. The Bills coming up on Sunday. So they have not done that. They have not even had – forget passing that test. They have not even taken that test yet.
That's, again
– I understand
the
where
way they
from.
Ended the season last year against Buffalo is
– Or against –
I'm sorry, Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah.
That should be the bad taste that's in everybody's mouth right now with the Texans because that's the company you're keeping. At least it should. With me, it is. Hell, I don't know what everybody else is thinking, but with me, it is. All right, we've got some. We got a couple of things on the injury front. A couple guys back at practice. A couple guys still not at practice. We'll discuss that. It's not the official injury report, but it's my John Lopez. I've been in this market for 50 years. I know people report. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a little news from John Lopez and In the Loop guys. Worth the conversation. I'm going to jump out now. Let's jump out now. And that way when we come back and Foley gets out of the weight room, we can go ahead and just jump on. We can knock this break out and take care of a little business. We are, again, in New Caney at Buffalo Wild Wings, 59-99. Come through, hang out with us. Bud Light's giving all kind of stuff away. Tickets, wristbands, chairs, coolers. And by the way, Buffalo Wild Wings has got something really cool going on right here from a raffle perspective as well. You can help support the local Boys and Girls Club with Buffalo Wild Wings Team Up for Kids Drive, which there's some signage and some items up here that they're working as well. So come on through, hang out, grab you a cold beer. Let's cuss and discuss. Let's talk about these Texans. Texans D lineman Foley Fatakasi, he'll join us next right here on Sports Radio 60. All right, Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. Figgy Fig is on the ones and twos. Tyler Milner must have had a little fender bender out there on them highways. We was talking about that traffic we were talking about yesterday. T-Mill, hope everything's okay, I know everything's okay. He's good. I've heard from him. But it happens. It happens out there in traffic.
And, our timing on that is something, though. But for us to be talking about that yesterday and then less than 24 hours later, that traffic literally bite him in the tail.
That's it, man. Hey, look, you shouldn't speak of it, right? You shouldn't speak of it.
Knock on wood, man. Hopefully we get out of here safe. Everybody else, too.
All right, we're out here at 59-99 Buffalo Wild Wings. Come out and hang out with us. Bud Light is doing big things. We got tickets and wristbands and chairs and coolers and all kind of stuff to raffle off. Gift cards, we'll do that as we roll through the show today. But as promised, we now got to go to the hotline, baby. We got the Texans defensive lineman, interior defensive lineman, Foley Fatakasi. Foley, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Man, we're doing. Hell yeah, you can join us anytime you'd like, brother. We'd appreciate you to come on in next Thursday, too. We didn't even talk to you yet.
Yeah, man, open line, open seat.
Hey, don't be too nice. I'll sign you up for a week's worth now. Hey, tell us about we've been waiting on you to come on. I've been telling the people that I damn sure want my defensive linemen in the gym getting that work in during the season to keep their strength up, man. What was that work? What was your workout today?
Workout today, a little bit of pressing, a little bit of pulling. you know, a little swole session. You know, it was pretty good. Pretty good workout today.
Pressing? We need y'all. Pressing and pulling. I like it. Hey, big picture. In this game against the Buffalo Bills, and this game for the Houston Texans, great season last year. I don't think anybody expected what the Texans did last year. I know you weren't here, but nobody expected them to make that run to the second round. So the expectation has changed a little bit with you guys. This is a game against one of the big boy contenders in this conference, man. How are y'all viewing this game from inside the building?
Well, look, Buffalo's a really great team. They've done really well over the years. Everyone knows that. I think the main focus is that we keep the main thing. We focus on ourselves. We execute the areas that we need to execute, strengthen our strengths, and sharpen up our weaknesses. And, man, I think we come out to this game and we execute, and, you know, we should be happy, you know, with how we're performing.
Foley, you're talking about execution, and speaking of that, the fourth down stop, The first play of the fourth quarter in the last game against Trevor Lawrence, you handle business. Tell us how important of a play that was, and how much of your role is that to make sure plays like that get swallowed up.
Well, hey, being a part of this team and everybody, you know, really taking ownership of their role, it's important because it was a stop that the team needed. And we all rallied together. So, yeah, you know, I came up with it, me and Mario Edwards. But it took the entire defense to get involved in that. So that's what I'm really proud of. You know, we faced adversity and we all came up above it. So that part was, like, very inspirational for me, you know, looking back at it.
Foley, take us inside the D-line room. Look, I know there's obviously a pretty constant message coming from DeMeco to the defense. I'm talking about DeMeco, the defensive play caller, coming to the defense about this game and about this is a step up in weight class. But when you in the D-line room, man, this is a downhill run attack with Josh Allen, a big-bodied quarterback. This is different than what most teams will throw at y'all. What's the conversation in that D-line room about stopping this this run game?
Just pretty much like, you know, being one of one. Every person is focusing on their job, bringing high energy with intensity, and making sure that, you know, we all rally together. We keep each other accountable, but we keep each other enthused. So that's pretty much the conversation. We know that Buffalo is a really good team. Josh Allen is a really good player. We're not going to sleep on them. We're going to go in there. You know, we're going to do our jobs. You know, that's really the most important part. And do our jobs with great energy.
Foley Fadakasi joining us here on The Drive on Sports Radio 610. Foley, I want to ask you about the communication between, like, as Clint was asking you about the defensive line room. DeMeco Ryans has talked about you guys, the outside guys and the inside guys, communicating and not being sort of like independent contractors out there and really working together. And it does seem like y'all have done a decent job of that. Take us behind the scenes in terms of communication and how you guys, you inside guys, go about working with the outside guys to make sure that y'all are rushing in concert.
Coach DeMeco said it best, no independent contractors, and that's the philosophy that we all truly believe in our hearts. So once one person sees something, we talk about it, we have a plan, and we all roll with it. Don't nobody check out of it. So I think that's really beautiful about this team, because for me, I would say this would be like one of the first times where I see an entire group work together, you know, really together, and no one flinch at whatever plan that we have. So it's been really great because the guys are, we all learn from each other, we all hold each other accountable, yet we're all behind each other. So it's been really great to experience that. And, you know, for me, I still feel like I'm an ascending player. It's great to have that in my toolbox, you know, so I can continue to grow.
Foley, real quick, man, I don't want to get off into the negative aspect of this thing. Y'all are sitting at 3-1, but I've been in the locker room before. I know DeMeco, and I know as a group, y'all feel like you've yet to put your A-plus game on the field as an entire team. How much of that is front and center in kind of what you guys are discussing? It's not about Buffalo. It's not about your opponent. It's about what the Texans do, and it's time to put your A-plus game as an entire team on the field.
Well, you know, first and foremost, honestly, it's a week-to-week basis. You know, once one week is done, won or lost, you got to get rid of it and get prepared for the next week, because the next opponent is pretty good, always. I think the main thing is, you know, as I said earlier, this is just keeping the main thing the main thing, you know, understanding what each of our jobs are, what do we need to execute, what are our weaknesses we need to make stronger, and what are our strengths that we also need to keep strong. So I think once we keep everything, I truly believe once we keep everything along those lines, you know, I think more times than not, you know, because it is the NFL, it is any given Sunday, you know, but more times than not, you'll look up and you'll be pretty proud about what you put on film.
Foley, let me get your honest assessment without giving away trade secrets. Just your honest assessment so far. And if you want to keep it to just your room, the defensive line, give me what has impressed you most about what y'all are doing and what areas specifically do you feel like y'all need to improve?
What has impressed me the most about this team, more specifically the defense, is how fast we unified. That's what impressed me the most. You know, it typically takes time, you know, for a team to come together, right, especially during camp, but it happens so fast. And we all learn from each other really fast. And you see guys getting better from together with one another really fast. And improvement-wise, that comes week to week. You know, each week you find something you need to improve on, whether it be your eyes, whether it be, you know, your hands, whether it be – it depends each week on what you need to get better at. So – But to speak more about the positive side of it, the gelling of this defense, you know, more specifically this team, but, you know, I play on the defensive side, you know, but has really been amazing to see, and it's really been fun to be a part of. So that's really the biggest thing that I take home.
Texans defensive lineman Foley Fotokasi joining us on Sports Radio 610. Foley, real quick, man, we'll get you out of here on this one. I was able to lay my eyes on the field yesterday. The organization, the Texans organization, has done a hell of a job with this rebrand. And I know a lot of folks will play down the uniforms and the rebranding. But again, having been in that locker room, I know when you see those new jerseys and you see the field a little bit different, it's exciting times as a player, man. Just a little bit about this repping H-Town theme that y'all got going on this weekend. I've been telling the fans about it now for all week long. Just a little bit about, as a player from the inside, kind of how y'all view that rebrand.
I mean, it's great. You know, it's dope. We would say that it is fun, but at the end of the day, you know, the product on the field has to be the product on the field. So it's great. It's dope to see. You know, it's great to see. But, you know, it's the performance that matters. So, and that's where everyone's head is at, you know. And once again, like, it's really inspiring to see that.
Yeah, we know you're gonna swag out that H-Town blue. I like the businessman lunch pail approach, but we know you're gonna swag out that H-Town blue, man.
All right, Foley, we appreciate you, man. Go out there, get the fellas right. Get you a good shower now, but don't be getting in that rig you got all dirty after that workout, man. Get you a good shower. We appreciate you coming on with us, man.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
That's Texans defensive lineman Foley Fotokasi joining us straight out of the weight room. Pretty cool. D-line convo real quick, man. Just the jury's still out for me with the D-line as a whole. We talked about the pass rush. And we talked about the pass rush yesterday, and I think Daniil Hunter and Will Anderson, they've got to be better. They've got to be significantly better in terms of getting to the quarterback. If they're going to show this much pressure, they've got to be significantly better. But the interior defensive line, they've been better than I expected from a rushing the passer perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know that they've been challenged yet, like really challenged the way that they're going to be challenged Sunday against Buffalo with a downhill run game. I don't think the Colts got away from it too early. They ran four plays in the third and half of the fourth quarter or something like that, so they got away from it. I don't know that they've been challenged yet. I'm looking forward to that matchup.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but I would say based off of what we've seen, I feel pretty good about what the interior defensive line is giving you relative to what our expectation was of them. To me, for them to be better, for them to be maximized, you absolutely need those guys on the edges to be better. And so, to me, it starts there. That's where the money's at. That's where the draft capital is, with the number 3 overall pick that you traded for in Will Anderson and the nearly $50 million that you guaranteed to Daniil Hunter. So between those two guys, they've got to play up to that level, and then you'll see even more out of the Foley Fotokasis and Mario Edwards of the world.
That's it. That's Brandon Scotty's in for Ron Hughley. Again, 59-99 Buffalo Wild Wings. Come hang out with us. We'll be here till 6. I've been known to hang out a little bit longer than 6. They got TVs everywhere. We got a Thursday night football game tonight.
Yeah, can't be mad at that.
We got a Thursday night football game tonight. We got Atlanta and Tampa Bay tonight.
Yep. Yeah, a little NFC South.
Yeah, two interesting football teams. We'll get into that matchup as well as we move forward here. But that's going to be a good football game. Come on through, Buffalo Wild Wings, New Caney. Come hang out. Food's great. I hadn't eaten yet. I got to knock something down for too long. I'm getting a little hungry, and I'm gonna get me a couple of pops. So come on through and hang out with us. Again, big shout out to Bud Light for what they're doing. Come win these tickets, man. We got two pairs of tickets to Sunday's game against the Bills. Each pair of tickets comes with two bracelets to the tailgates. We got two $25 Visa gift cards to give away. And coming up next, 3 o'clock, we got Danny Cannell. Got a little college football to talk, y'all. Danny Cannell is one of the best college football analysts that I know. And he's going to join us next on Sports Radio 610.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.